The group of four made a serious error in judgment when they thought they could just brush Caris aside, crush one more inconvenient gadfly. They were wrong about that, and the proof of that error, as much as the proof of their corruption, is what ultimately dooms them. They've made the mistake of trying to enforce their will through force and terror and the shed blood of the innocent, and they thought it would be simple that the rest of the world would continue to accept it. But Michael is right when he says the purpose of the church must be to nurture and teach, not to enslave. That was the source of Mother Church's true authority, despite the existence of the Inquisition. And now that authority, that reverence, is gone, because everyone's seen the truth, seen what the Inquisition did to Erech Dinis, what it's prepared to do to entire kingdoms, and why.
And you really think that makes enough of a difference?
Yes, I do. All we really have to do is survive long enough for that truth to percolate through the minds of other rulers, other parliaments. In the end, the group of four was right about at least one thing. It's our example, far more than our actual military strength or wealth, which poses the true threat to them.
That's what Marak said, she told him, and what I said to myself when I could convince my emotions to listen to my intellect. But it's different somehow hearing you say it.
Because of my noble demeanor and inspiring stature? He asked lightly, and she shook her head with a laugh.
Not quite, she said dryly.
Then how? He asked more seriously.
Partly, I think, because you're a king yourself, a fairly impressive one, too, I'm forced to admit, and not just because of Rock Point, Crag Reach, or Darkos Sound. When you say it, it carries that ring of authority of coming from someone in a position to truly judge possibilities. But even more, it comes from who you are, what you are. I wasn't prepared for Archbishop Michael, or for the way the rest of your people are prepared to follow wherever you and he lead. You're scarcely the archangels come back to Earth, but I think that's actually part of your secret. You're mere mortals, and mortals are something the rest of us can understand.
I think perhaps you give us too much credit, he said soberly. Or perhaps I should say that you give other people too little credit. No one can drive an entire kingdom into standing up in defiance of something like the Group of Four. That comes from within. It can't be imposed from without. You know that as well as I do. It's the reason you've been able to rule Chisholm so effectively, despite the fact that your nobility obviously remembered the example of Queen Isabel. It's the reason you were able to come here in acceptance of my proposal without seeing Chisholm go up in flame of rebellion behind you. Your people understand as well as mine do, and that's the true reason why, in the end, we will win, Charlian.
I think you're right, she told him,
reaching out to touch the side of his face for the first time. Her fingers rested lightly against his cheekbone, against the strong line of his jaw, and she looked into his eyes.
I think you're right, she repeated, and that alone would make this marriage the right thing for me to do. It doesn't matter how I feel, what I want. What matters is my responsibility to Chisholm, and that responsibility is to see my people free of the Group of Four's yoke.
And is that the only thing that matters? He asked softly.
Oh, no, she said. Not the only thing.
He gazed down into her face for several endless seconds, and then, slowly, he smiled. I have to admit I hoped you'd say that, he murmured.
Isn't this the place, in all of those sappy romances, where the hero is supposed to press a burning kiss upon the chaste maiden and sweep her off her feet in steel-strong arms? She asked him, with a lurking smile of her own.
I see we both wasted our time when we were younger reading the same frivolous entertainment, he observed. Fortunately, I'm sure we're both also wiser now, with better judgment and a greater grasp of reality than we had then.
Oh, I'm sure we are, she said, with a soft little chuckle.
"That's what I thought, too," he assured her, and then his lips met hers at last.